Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of Chasing Hard After God. This is our Getting Started episode. Within our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Again, our topic today is Chasing Hard After God. This is our Getting Started installment. And remember, I promised you we were going to start on a new Bible study, amen. And this is the one at a time, amen, when the world is in so much upheaval. We need a Savior. We need to be close to our Creator. We need the one who created us, who loves us most. Oh, my God, we need to be close to Him. Amen. This is the time, and this, sure enough, is the season. If we're not, oh, my God, I just can't imagine there being a better season than this, one where we put everything we can into getting to know God better, chasing hard after His heart rather than hard after our own. He is our Creator. He knows exactly what's good for us. Again, chasing hard after God. This is our Getting Started installment, week one. In Psalms 42:1, Scripture says, as the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. Again, this is our Getting Started installment of our new Bible study series entitled Chasing Hard After God. We are using a book entitled Chase by Jenny Allen as a reference guide as we delve into the Word of God. She makes excellent points in her book that will give you food for thought along the way. You can get this book from Amazon.com, ChristianBooks.com, or Lifeway.com that I've noticed. Nevertheless, it is not required to participate in this study. Amen. The Word of God is all that is required. Glory to God. If you have a Bible, amen, we are going to delve into it, into what Scripture says, and into the life of David, one who the Lord called a man after His own heart. Amen. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. I love this quote by the author that says, after chasing everything this world has to offer, nothing is more satisfying than God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, O God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you that you are God and you're God all by yourself. There is no other. We give glory to the true and living God, to the Savior of the world. Amen. To God all by himself, glory to God, to the great I am. We give you glory today. We give you praise, oh, Lord God, and we bow ourselves in your presence even right now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, our hearts are heavy today in the United States, Lord God, because of all the people that have died due to mass shootings in El Paso and in Dayton. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over their families even right now, that Lord, that you give them peace and comfort as only you can in the midst of this tragedy. Oh, Lord God, these things must stop. Oh, Lord, every life has such great value, Lord God, to you. And the enemy, Lord God, has tricked the minds of some to believe that there are those that have no value. It is a lie from the pit of hell. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking, Lord God, that you anoint and appoint legislators, Lord God, and those in government, Lord God, those in higher agencies, those in higher positions, Lord God, pastors, Lord God, with influence, Lord God, I'm asking that you anoint and appoint them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to come up with one strong force, Lord God, and with one accord against the enemy, Lord God, that has come against the lives of Americans. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, throughout the world, where every place where there has been violent acts, Lord God, where people are being enslaved, where people are being murdered, where they're being snatched out of their homes, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of violence. God, rebuke the spirit of violence right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up right now, Lord God, so they cannot continue in this endeavor. Oh, Lord God, we cancel every assignment of the enemy in our within our atmosphere and around our
families, Lord God. Protect us, Lord God. Speak to us. Open our eyes that we might see, in our ears that we hear, Lord God. Let us not close our eyes to the things that are happening to our neighbors, oh Lord, but let us stand, Lord God, stand in you and do those things that we need to do to cause these things to stop, Lord God, in our cities, to stop in our countries, to stop in our states, to stop worldwide in the name of Jesus. Move, oh God, and assemble us, Lord God. Oh Lord, but not only that, dispatch a legion of angels, Lord God, into every province, into every dominion, into every area, into every city, in every state, in every country. Oh Lord, to every principality, Lord God, and every place, Lord God, where your people call on your name. Dispatch a legion, Lord God, to fight, Lord God, the spirit of the enemy that has come against life. Lord God, we speak life in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said you came that we might have life, and that more abundantly, Lord God. We speak against the spirit of death. We speak against the spirit of violence. We speak against, Lord God, the spirit of hate right now, the spirit of racism. We speak against it, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask that you bring forth peace, Jehovah Shalom, in the midst of us even right now. Oh, Lord God, as we come before you in this study, chasing hard after God. Oh, Lord God, open our hearts and open our minds, oh God, to your presence, to your spirit. Lord, we need you more today than we did yesterday. Lord, we need to see, Lord God, what you see and hear what you see. We need to go where you say go and do what you say do. Oh, Lord God, help us today. Help us, Lord God, to run fast and to run hard after you, to run fast and run hard after obedience. Open your word up before us, Lord God. Those things that we misunderstood, Lord God, give us understanding today. Oh, Lord, even as Paul prayed for the Ephesians, Lord God, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened to the knowledge of you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Oh, my God, we give God glory. We give him praise and we give him honor today. Amen. We mourn, amen, with our country over the things that have happened, over the loss of life. But I know that God is able. God is able to bring something good, something miraculous out of this tragedy, that we learn and we see the salvation of God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, make it so. Oh, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have never left us and never forsaken us, and you are here with us, helping us, Lord God, and leading us. And oh, my God, we just thank you. We just thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we want to move into a study, amen, chasing heart after God. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Distractions of every sort. It would be horrific to get to the end of our days only to realize we never accomplished our purpose for living on earth. We have so many things in our lives that distract us, both legitimately and not so legitimately, every day. We must take care of ourselves and our families. We have to buy food and goods. We have to maintain vehicles and find modes of transportation. We must work to make money so that we can do all those things, and perhaps some have even greater responsibilities that are not mentioned, that I have not mentioned, and I know that it is so, especially on a day like today. There are also those other things that we do, like spending hours on social media, like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and others, reading and listening to the latest news and or gossip, or just catching up with friends and family. At times, we get totally carried away. It's exhausting, after all. Our problem: what part of our 24-hour day have we given to our Creator, our Keeper, our Lord and Savior? Where does he fit in all this busyness? Have we stopped to think the reason we continue in search of and are never satisfied is because created within all of us is a place for God that nothing else can fill? Yes, now we are stopping to assess and let God be God in our lives. I've said before and will say again over and over, we were always intended to be in right relationship with our Creator. He is the only one who knows the way to life and real abundance. If we put Him first, as it is written, we would find peace in all of our activities, and we wouldn't be quite so busy. Matthew 6:33 in the New Living Translation says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. The King James Version says it this way, and seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. All of us at some point must recognize that we have been chasing after meaningless things. Our Creator wants our time. Our Savior wants our time. He wants a real thriving relationship with us and will give us wisdom in our time spent with Him to see and accomplish great things that we would never have had the ability to understand without this intimacy with the One who created us. Jeremiah 33:3 says in the New Living Translation, it says it this way, ask me and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. The King James Version says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which you knowest not. The Christian Standard Bible says it this way, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and incomprehensible things you do not know. Lord, how we need to hear those things today when we are grieving, when we're wondering the whys and the what fors and how could this be. We need you, Lord Jesus, to open up our understanding. We need you to speak to us. We need you to overshadow our understanding and give us truth and give us light in this hour. Jesus said that He came that we might have life and that more abundantly. Wouldn't it be a shame for us to chase after what we perceive to be life and miss it entirely because what we've been chasing is meaningless, or at the very least, the long, hard way around to getting what is true, what is right, and what is real. There is an easier way, and it is through the Lord. The Lord called David a man after His own heart, not because he was without sin, not because he was perfect in all his ways. No, but because he knew how to humble himself, drop everything, and seek the presence of the true and living God. Then he would yield to His word, wisdom, and life-giving presence. He humbly obeyed the Lord. He lifted his faults and fears before God, repented for his sins, turned from them, and followed hard after God. He never forgot that our God is God, even in His busyness, even when others mocked Him, and even in His error. He turned His face toward the Most High in humility, and He was blessed. He was prosperous. He was favored by God. And the Lord referred to him as a man after His own heart. See 1 Samuel 13:14 and Acts chapter 13, verses 21 through 22. I'm going to read those for you now. In Acts, it says in Acts chapter 13, verses 21 and 22, it says, afterwards, they asked for a king. So God gave them Saul, the son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. He was number 8 of 7 sons. He was a shepherd by trade, overseeing his father's sheep when God chose him to be the king of his people. His brothers appeared stronger and wiser, but the Lord did not choose them. He chose the youngest, the least visible, seemingly the weakest, whose heart was sensitive to his call. Lord, give us the heart of David. God even had to remind Samuel as he went to anoint the next king. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. 1 Samuel 16:7. Samuel thought surely one of Jesse's other sons were who he was supposed to anoint. And even Jesse, when he presented his sons, did not present David. Samuel had to ask Jesse if there was another after God had rejected the seven. God chose David, and he dwelt with and dealt with God more intimately than anyone other than Jesus in Scripture. God has also chosen you for an intimate relationship with him. Let us now ask him to change what our heart craves as we turn toward him on a deeper, more intimate level. Psalm 145:18-21 reads, "The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever." Amen. We are chasing hard after God. Amen. This is the ending of our Getting Started episode for the first week. Amen. As we go into the next week, the first chapter is entitled Identity. Amen. We'll be looking into our identity, what we perceive ourselves to be and who God has called us to be may be two very different things. And it may be, amen, that we have been chasing after pipe dreams for real and wondering why we're chasing our tail so hard instead of attaining the abundance that God has given. It's because that we are chasing never belonged to us in the first place. But God has something very special in store for each and every one of us, an identity all our own. We're not intended to compare ourselves to another. God chose you uniquely as an individual. He chose you because of the things that he put in you. And the things in you may not be the things in your neighbor. Don't look to your neighbor. Look to Jesus to identify you and to show forth who you are in Christ and who you are in the earth. God bless you and God keep you. God anoint you. Please stay tuned as we continue chasing hard after God. Amen. And our next portion will be identity. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you all. Amen. I'm praying for you. Amen. That the Lord will bless you always. In Jesus' name, amen.